Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. That's Heaps with an H, as Heggy always says. Heaps Normal. Fuck, wouldn't mind a few today, Heggy. It's quite a humid day here
Steamy.
In Sydney.
Yep.
Casa del Heggy. Bit of French I've just picked up.
Yeah.
While I've been here. Eating croissants and whatnot.
Casa del would be Spanish, no?
Yeah, I know, fuckhead. That's the... Jesus.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a good
episode, everyone. Yeah.
Some of us aren't fucking riffing since 4:30.
This Ortiz still be just taking everything literally today. Hope you don't mind.
Yeah, beautiful. And I'm also powered by your thick shake that you made.
Yep.
You made me a vanilla thick shake. We'll get into that though. Heaps Normal. You know what it's about. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer.
The taste of summer.
It is. And they've got a whole range. They've even got a new summer one. The old Shandy. Cheeky Shandy. Non-alcoholic Shandy. Get one of those in you. Heapsnormal.com, all the info's there. Check them out. Chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rack can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, living the dream. Just had a thick shake. Thank you very much.
A great night's sleep.
Yep.
Not really.
I've done the thing that I hope you don't take this personally, because you should know it's what I've realised about myself is I don't like staying at people's houses because I don't like ever putting anyone out. I don't want to, excuse me, where's your towel?
That's fine.
Or can I just nap now? Or,
no one here cares.
Yeah, I know, but there's kids, there's a dog with the squirts.
Yeah, dog's got the squirts. That wasn't ideal.
No.
I just finished telling Nicholas J. Cody before bedtime last night, it's a peaceful neighbourhood, you don't need to shut the doors. Boomin' oomin' ah. You know, leave the
new
doors ajar.
Beautiful.
And about 2 hours later, there's a woman screaming for her life a few doors up. And this guy called the cops against my natural instincts. Forgot the number. So I had to wake everyone up. What's the number for the cops?
911.
Yeah.
Been watching too many films.
Anyway, let's hope nothing's bad. Find out in the news.
Yeah. They'll figure it out in a few decades.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Yeah, so I've slept on the fold out downstairs. There's a dog woke me up with the squirts, scratching at the door. A woman possibly, you know, in a bit of strife.
Yeah. But it's not always like that. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Got the dog outside. Better to wake everyone up in the middle of the night than have a house full of dog squirt.
Oh, 100%.
She's managed to eat some chocolate, and that hasn't been ideal.
And I assume you didn't leave it out.
No.
I don't want to start pointing fingers. I'm a house guest.
Yeah.
I was playing Cluedo.
Fingers have been pointed
it's
already.
It's not Heggie in the kitchen with the chocolate on the floor.
No. It's anyway, don't want to get into that. Everyone's a champion. Did a gig last night together. That was nice. And got stared at by people who are half my age and younger.
Yeah.
It was a terrible time.
I'm a little bit younger than you, but I felt like an old man in there.
It was
just the mention of kids and a wife. These people in the crowd were decades away from making those sort of commitments.
No, they suck. I could have bashed all their dads. It's not fun when it's like that. Didn't enjoy it at all.
At a brewery, though, so that was nice.
I've got to mention, too, I can see us on a little screen there. Just so the patrons know, I've had to put my seat down as far as it can go. All right.
Yeah. Oh, how
I'm
far
not
does mine
Nicholas
go down?
J. Cody size.
There you go. Mine's all the way down. Oh, well, right. Well, well. Look who's taller.
I'm slouching.
I knew it. You are. I always do like when I see you on one of the numerous ABC panel shows you'll pop up on.
Yeah.
Everyone has this I'm on television posture.
Yeah.
And you're always just sort of hanging off the edge of the desk.
Yeah.
When's this all wrapping up?
Yeah.
So we can fuck off. I'll hop on the pushy, get a beer. But no, last night it was a, yeah, weird gig. I'd flown in, didn't get to the gig until 9 o'clock. Wasn't meant to be on. Heggy talked me into it. And the text messages coming in beforehand. Cody, the guy who runs it wants you on. It's going to be fucking sick.
Yeah.
Turn up, almost just hopped on a plane back home.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oof. Anyway, technically with the bad when you're a stand-up comedian, even if you're part-time. we should get into the app, mate.
Well, it is the, as I said, it was this, literally, yesterday morning I was talking to the Prime Minister in studio. He was in the studio. I'm chatting to the Prime Minister, Kyle Sanderlands. Turns out he's making 100 mil over the next decade. You go, fucking maybe your there's hero. Something in this radio thing. Nah, stand-up's where it's at. Get to a brewery, one of my favourite places, a brewery.
Yeah.
And you get upstairs and they go, oh, fuck, this is sad up here.
Yeah. Do you think...
I'm going to be King Cody, Golden Mike, lean into it, get fucking
paid. Do you genuinely
paid.
Think you have that much of an affinity with the Great Unwashed that you could draw 100 mil out of them? Like
no,
that is proper
not.
Different.
Yeah.
It's not... And it's not a compliment to be that way. I'm not saying that.
No.
But no, there's no way, mate. Sorry. I'm going to get you sacked soon anyway. Well, before we go, plugging specials on YouTube, Nick Cody live at the Corner Hotel.
Yes.
Get around it.
And Luke Heggy
climbing up the charts.
Tip Rat will have that. Which one have
Tip
you left?
Rat.
Tip Rat's on there. Have that's coming back up soon.
Let's have a
as
break.
As we figured out last week, Heggy's just put it on the bench.
Yeah.
Get a bit of juice back in the legs, a bit of gallon. At
yeah. Come back stronger than before. I like going and peptide it.
Yeah.
Get back out there.
200,000 yeah. views in the second half.
Yeah.
They have that.
You joke about that. I reckon I'm in.
Beautiful.
Do you lose them all? Have I lost them all now that I've taken it down?
I've got no idea.
Again?
Just the idea. I didn't know that people.
I'll start again at zero.
Trying
and
to
see
back.
What happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
See.
It's worth I more, know. I reckon.
Worth
second
more.
Second time around.
Yeah, it'll be a big.
Get those views again.
It's a re-release.
Yeah.
It's a digital remaster.
Director's special.
Yeah. Oh, that's something I can't get behind. Directors talking over a movie. Grow up.
Oh, no. I don't mean the director's commentary. I just mean the director's cut.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Ridley Scott likes to chuck on an extra hour and
I thought
half
director's
and...
cut was them sitting there going, oh, interestingly.
No.
I thought it'd be good to turn the camera slightly sideways. Yeah, shut up. I just watched
yeah.
it.
No, commentary. That's yeah, okay. the commentary. Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you do not. Worse still is pundits who just talk over movies and that's that.
Mm.
I just talk through a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, there is something there, you know, having kids can be a bit of a fucking drain, but we're never doing a podcast, a breakdown of every single TV episode.
Having
of
said
a
that,
particular series.
We did talk over Larry Gay, male flight attendant.
Never maybe. Released it.
No, maybe it's time.
Just sitting there.
A little Christmas gift for the patrons. It's pretty grim. I wouldn't.
Get on the Patreon, absolutely. By the way, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Should we get into the episode?
Actually, oh. on that, before we get in. Patrons
the truck.
Are about to get treated a bit nicer than the scummies.
Very much so.
And the scummies are getting treated worse. So keep an eye out for that.
And get your Christmas hate ready.
Oh, yeah.
Patreon
December's
members.
Come around. Christmas come around the corner. Get your hate ready. Sign up so you can abuse your friends. Let's go.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This week we're looking at United Airlines Flight 473, September 25, 2012. Chicago to Orange County.
Ooh, the OC.
Yeah. They got their own airport, Orange County.
Mm.
I'll tell you, this guy, Ash, Arash is his name, Arash Durrani, 26. Do you want to hear his bio? Just read yours out and it'll be the same. You got four things.
I've got entrepreneurs got to be in there.
No.
Oh, father?
No.
Oh, hold on. What way can it go?
It's reference to.
Husband.
No, they're all career related. Nothing to do with life.
Boss.
No.
Fuck.
You're out. You're out.
Sorry. Go for it.
Actor. Model. MC. host. You. Arash hosted a bunch of regional events, including some fashion and extreme sports competitions. He lives in Hermosa Beach, California.
Nice.
Chasing the dream, big city lights. His modeling headshots have that sort of simmering straight down the barrel look.
Oh, great. You know, the Blue Steel.
Fabio feel, yeah.
Bit of that action.
Blowing on hot soup. I saw Tahir the other night. He's got that good. He's got a bit about models.
Oh, great.
Man who model. All you got to do is look lost. Just walk down, just look like you're lost for a few seconds and then turn around, walk off. It's pretty good. He's the founder of Grow Clothing, Grow All in Caps, a company geared towards promoting awareness of social movements and charities.
Great.
Just there awareness. We go. Do you know that charities exist? Yeah, buy my clothes. That's the hard part. It's the awareness part from what I've gathered in recent times. Grow's usually something to do with weed. So I thought maybe it's a hemp thing. He's got a, you know.
No, it's grow as a species.
Yeah, as a man. He's got a Flickr account. And there's a link which will explain the brand and modern twists on classics such as the T-shirt.
All right, great.
Click on that, just goes through to a fucking Chevrolet ad.
Beautiful.
It is, ka-ching. Or it's just been hijacked by Chevrolet. Like, oh, this guy's not doing anything with this link. We'll have that. Thanks very much. Just going around, you know, mowing up all the real estate on the internet. Chevrolet. Get a Chevrolet, everyone. Big car, good car, reliable.
Oh, mate, that is very breakfast radio.
I couldn't find any social media except for his Pinterest page.
Jesus.
What the Pinterest sucks, no?
Yeah. Like,
every now and then I'm looking for something and it'll go to Pinterest. It sucks. Shit.
Yeah, I thought
just selling.
All I knew of Pinterest was I thought Pinterest was for, you know, sort of housewives looking at interior design stuff.
Amateur photography and shit.
Yeah. No, but I thought
what's
it was
Etsy,
more
then?
Fucking knickknacks and get this type of wallpaper and this, you know. That's all I thought Pinterest was.
What's Etsy? Same as Pinterest.
I think Etsy's gifts, you know. If I want to get you a snow globe with a picture of your dick in it, you go to Etsy. It's a bit, I think it's like that, like Redbubble.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck's Redbubble?
Another one of those things.
It's all just rubbish, isn't it? It's all Granny Mays online, isn't it? It's all this whole thing is.
Ren and Stimpy tie. Your beauty.
There's one folder in his Pinterest and it's titled I'd Hit It.
Oh, all right.
Which just has pictures of female celebrities.
I like this guy is using Pinterest for something very different.
Well, it's never I'd hit that statement. It's never really raised enough concerns in my eyes. I'd hit that, would you? It's a bit violent.
Yeah.
Should be reported. There's a trailer for the one movie.
Yeah, and it's what I love about I'd Hit That too, it's the bloke saying it. It's phrased as if he's, poor choice of words here, but throwing him a bone.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Form an orderly queue, please, ladies.
Yeah, I'd hit that. Who's that? It's Scarlett Johansson. Oh, big call.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I'd hit it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'd let her marry me.
You're welcome, model.
Yeah. Well, it's God's gift stuff, isn't it? I love it. Female body inspector. There's one movie he apparently, because he's an actor, one movie he apparently starred in. I don't think it ever released, and his name doesn't appear in the cast list. So by that reckoning, both of us have starred in hundreds of movies.
Heaps. We're doing well.
I was in Superman. the movie is called Duel of Legends. I'll tell you the plot. 1967 China, a young boy, Dax, is left to survive on his own in the middle of nowhere after his missionary parents.
Sorry, did you say nowhere?
Yeah, two words. Nowhere. After his missionary parents were murdered by rebels, he's found and raised by a Shaolin temple monk.
Okay.
I'm sure that's Shaolin.
Shaolin, yeah.
It's Shaolin. I'm going to go with Shaolin. That's what it says. And becomes skilled in martial arts. Just all of them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well-rounded fighter.
Anyway, it goes on and on. But he ends up working for the FBI, helping out on a human trafficking gig. He also has to win a competition in LA, like a martial arts competition.
Fuck, a lot's going on.
Daytime competition, bit Karate Kid-ish. Really good stuff. Never released although the trailer was, and we got a little.
So what do you mean? The movie never came out?
No, it's made the trailer, the hard part. Went from there. It's probably like an early, like a crowdfunding sort of thing. I don't know. Absolute rubbish.
Mm.
But the trailer's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Or sad, and it's all right.
And hey, if you're watching on YouTube, on our Patreon, the little clip from the trailer should pop up just behind us.
Oh, sweet. I'd hit that.
That's all just punches and kicks
just,
there.
Just to be straight, that's not cut together by you. That's the trailer.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Good 10 seconds of the trailer is just kicking ass. And I assume that's him?
No, you can't see Arash in the trailer, which is a shame because according to him, he had a starring role. I only smelled a rat myself because I like to trust people. When I poured through the extensive cast and crew list on IMDb and didn't see Arash's name anywhere. And yet the cast list was long. I'd say over 100 names on that, including things like Kickboxer #3, White Guy #2, played by Johnny Crump, if you want to know.
Oh, fucking yes.
And
what a great action name.
Johnny Crump.
Johnny Crump.
Thug was played by Eric Michael Koshmer, who appeared in over 40 films, all of equal status, before resigning to a position behind the camera.
So when has Arash said that he's in this film? That's in his bio or something.
Yeah, he's just claimed to be in a film. Yeah,
pretty good.
He just picked one. Oh, this didn't get released. Yeah. No one will know.
Smart.
Well, sorry, buddy. We're on it.
Yeah.
There's no way your name wouldn't be on this list if you were fucking in the car park at the same time as they're filming. It was hundreds of names.
Unpaid extra #8.
And there was no names anything like his. So it was
unwilling extra #9.
Yeah. Oh, man. Biggest name in the film was Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Ex-UFC light heavyweight champion.
Do you know him?
A very, very good fighter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought he's just...
No, he was extremely good.
Just an A-list actor who was in the remake of the A-Team as B.A. Baracus.
Yeah. Ooh. That's him.
Have you ever seen... No reason you would have. Maybe you have. You seen the French A team?
No.
Oh, it's called L'Agence du Risque. And B.A. Baracus's name is Barracuda. I saw it. The overdubbing brought absolutely nothing to the table. It's equally as shit.
Oh, great.
As the original. I bet it was just, it was like the 80s original.
Yeah.
And they just overdubbed it and it's fucked.
Oh, so they haven't. But they've remade it with French actor.
Just overdub.
Oh, just overdub. Ah, that's a shame.
Changed names. Similarly, what they did with Alerte de Malibu, Baywatch.
Ah.
Terrible stuff.
Yeah, great.
Anyway.
I wonder if anything gets better. I wonder if there's any movie or show that's so shit that the dubbed version, like the voiceover actors in another country, have done a better version.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever seen Simpsons in another language?
No.
Terrible. I mean, obviously, we've listened to heaps of it. They think it's brilliant. Yeah, shit. Anyway, this incident, we'll get down to business eventually.
Love the idea of you just learning languages to tell people that what they enjoy is wrong. It's actually a shit version. That's the first thing you learn in every language.
Go to your
wife, how do I say this one's shit, the English ones are better?
Yeah.
I'll start there. Then I'll learn hello.
When I'm visiting houses, I'll grab a remote out of someone's hand. Just turn it off. Sorry. The original is better. This incident happened in 2012. An era when we were still referring to people like him as male models.
Hmm.
We've moved on, obviously. But back then it was considered the aside from penis ownership. Not a lot male about these blokes.
Yeah.
Disgraceful. They weren't considered manly, but thank goodness that's over. Now it's a legitimate and highly revered career choice, sashaying up a fucking catwalk and turning around and closing your eyes and shit.
Do you think it's closing in on the NRL at all, any of that stuff? Like I saw an AFL player at a, what is that, fucking yoga, it's just yoga pants brand pretty much.
Spanx.
Lululemon or whatever.
Oh, right.
Lululemon. I think there was an AFL player.
Wearing them?
In those, yeah. On a big billboard.
What do you do with your tackle? They're women's pants, aren't they?
There. Well, I think they're for men now too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Anything's for men if you dare to dream big. Is there nothing we're just going to leave women to have on their own? I'll have that. Thanks very much.
Well, I said on
Stand
radio
back, ladies. I'll take it from here.
There was a photo, if you've ever had a blow up with a friend or family member over clothes, like you turning up, because Fee turned up to our producer's wedding the other weekend in a white, quite revealing top. So it was white at a wedding.
Same as yours.
And her boyfriend's Lamborghini.
Right.
So she's turned up in a Lambo in that. We're like, way to fucking outshine the bright, you know, giving a shit about
it. Was she driving it?
No, he drove it. It was his neighbour's car. The neighbour said to him, do you want to take it if you're going to a wedding? And
wanker doors.
Real, suicide doors.
Yeah.
And the phoner was, have you ever had a blow up or, you know, disagreement over clothes?
Yeah.
And I said, I know it's 2023, but this is only women that are going to call here.
Yeah. Now it's heroic to be a male model and brave, whatever else you can think of, chuck it in. Arash was headed toward John Wayne Airport. That's the Orange County Airport.
Oh, nice.
There's a bloke was never accused of not being a man.
Oh. And also, it I don't know, is John Wayne from Orange County?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because when I think of Orange County, I think like, you know, surf's up, bruh, like real. Okay. Or just dudes. Money. Just, you know. Young kids with Ferraris and stuff. Not Duke people smoking until their colons fall out.
The Duke would be rolling in his cryogenic chamber as we speak.
Oh, for that. Frozen?
I think he's frozen, I think so. I don't know. Someone will correct me if I'm wrong. He used to slap sense into hysterical women on movies, the Duke. And they'd thank him for it. Yeah, thanks, Duke. I was a little excitable there. Thank you for the back of your hand.
This is the Duke when he walks in the front door.
Back when simple solutions weren't yet considered to be problematic on their own. Anyway, during the pre-flight safety briefing, Arash left his seat and coach tried to go in the first class, causing the demonstration to be cut short.
The worst thing he's done so far.
Yeah, don't interrupt the performance. They don't like that. He then refused to turn off his phone once he was seated back in his coach seat. You reckon the phone thing will end up being like hamburgers before the pool? Absolute bullshit.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's not.
Even I've eased up on it.
Yeah.
I used to always worry, how's that guy texting?
Yeah.
It's going to bring this down.
Absolute bullshit. I've accidentally left my phone on the whole time sometimes. Yeah. Nothing's happening.
I mean, there's an old Arch Barker bit. So where do you think that text message is going? It's just bouncing around the cabin.
Yeah,
the text message, I've got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'll leave through the computer at the front.
Yeah.
It's doing nothing.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I think it's so you pay attention. Flight attendants that listen, let us know.
Well, I think they've committed to it.
Mm.
And it's the same as the petrol pump one. Petrol pump one, yeah, pay attention. Probably should say, you know, don't look at your children while you're filling your petrol up or something as well.
Yeah.
Like, or do the old fashioned, get someone to come and do it. Sit in your car on your phone.
Have we spoken about this before? I'm a leave the kids in the car, go and pay for the petrol, which mortifies my wife.
How?
I don't know. She forgets to lock cars and stuff. They're the only ones that are getting the kids stolen while they're in it. The people that forget to lock the car and leave the key in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's not me. Kids
gone
in my pocket.
Literally 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Someone's that good, they're going to carjack you anyway.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. I think it's more dangerous desperate. To get my kids out in a fucking 10-lane... 7-Eleven petrol stop.
Yeah, never get him out. Leave him there. Side of the road, though, get him out. Get like,
oh, yeah.
Pull over on the highway. Get him out. Get out of there. He's 45 minutes into the flight. Arash, who was allegedly drunk, started pacing up and down the aisles, started grabbing women and harassing them.
Oh.
Got to pick one of those. You don't get both these days. One of these women was Nona Pitts. She said, Arash grabbed her hair, lifted her head up and said, I want to kiss you.
Ooh.
She asked him if he was on something because of his strange behaviour. Yeah, on the pool. Slurring his words, he said back to her, why, do you want some? Brilliant. One passenger told Arash to sit down and he started verbally threatening him. Flight attendant was walking by and he asked for another Jack Daniels. What do you think? What do you think they did?
They didn't give him one.
No.
Finally.
They gave him two.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Finally, some flight attendants are listening. Yeah. You can't cut these people off. You must bury them with their liquor of choice. Kill them.
Yeah. This was, I mean, that wouldn't happen now. It's 2012. The jury is out to whether or not you could placate a fuckwit by just giving in to their demands. Not unlike those, remember those hijack negotiators used to just give them stuff and then, you know, like with terrorists, a couple of them ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. Someone always ruins it for everyone.
Yeah, you can land at Caracas. We'll give you 200 grand. Just let everyone off. Off you go.
No worries.
Way cheaper than the current way of doing things.
Yeah. That cost us a 20-year war, that.
Oh, cost more than that.
Mm.
Cost me some time every time I go through the airport.
Mm. And an added security fee.
Yeah.
And a lot of tickets and things.
And I can't get it out of my mind somehow.
That was, by the way, what Arash has done there was probably an ad for Jack Daniels in 2012.
Yeah.
Walk down the aisle, hold up a chick's hair. You want some of this?
Do you think they'll look
back on... What are you on? You want some?
Do you think we'll look back on 2012 and Utah. Go, oh, man.
Cocktail, Utah. Yelling at the back, they give him two.
Do you remember, when would the Lynx ad have been where that guy's getting chased by heaps of chicks?
Oh.
You wouldn't see that anymore.
Nah.
But that must have been this century.
Mm.
I don't know. Pretty good. 2012, I don't think we'll look back on 2012 and go, oh, people were animals back then. Well, I don't know. Who knows? We'll look back on now and say it.
Yeah, what do you think? Like, schoolies is happening at the minute. You've got a kid who's going to be at that schoolies age in a few years.
Yeah.
The cops on the Gold Coast are reporting everything's fine, which to me is more worrying. That seems like we're in the eye of a mental health storm or something.
It is. They're all just sitting inside in circles, you know, volunteering their imaginary diseases to each other. That's worse than getting maggot and chucking eggs at the balcony across the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's beautiful. But, yeah, a lot of young people don't drink now. And they're not all cowards. A lot of them are vain, doing muscle shit. And some of them are just fucking weird.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, it is an odd, because there's no way just staring at TikTok all day is better for you than a six-pack of Crownies.
Drinking. Fuck. Yeah. Get it out of your system. I've been doing it my whole life. I'm fine.
We're fine. We're yelling about people on flights in front of a green screen in your bedroom.
Yeah.
We're fine.
All right.
Start drinking.
Arash tried to ask for more alcohol after this, but it was refused, to which he said, I'm from Afghanistan. I'll murder all of you.
Whoa. Arash.
Yeah. Rash has had one. He was born in Virginia, so I'm confused.
Oh.
Afghanistan's just one of your more recent on the list of America's mortal enemies.
Mm.
They're just ticking off every country. Russia, you know, currently, well, Afghanistan got in there, Iraq, Japan, Germany, any commie, North Korea. They'll get to all of us eventually.
We should be worried down
and
here.
And they don't forget.
Yeah.
Ever.
You know when a drunk bloke has just bashed everyone or scared everyone off and you're sitting in the corner, I hope he doesn't see me,
he
starts turning around. It's going to be us to America one day.
Hey, what's that little thing down there?
Get it.
Let's go get it. You've already got it. Nona tried to move seats, but he just followed her, grabbed her hair again, lifted her head up again, said, Nona, 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 kiss me.
Oh.
She must have volunteered her name at some stage. She should have said Bevan. He asked.
Made everyone laugh.
When he started scaring the children on the plane.
Oh, no.
They were scared. Passenger David Truong and three others thought enough was enough. Four passengers took action and physically restrained Arash with their belts. One passenger stated that he was unbelievably strong.
Arash? Or himself? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Out of the four of us.
I'm unbelievably strong. Sounds something my five-year-old would say.
Well, a lot of adults saying that sort of thing now. Arash looked at one of the passengers and said, I'm going to kill you and your entire family.
Wow. It's really Arash is going for it.
Yeah, he'll be on a mission as we speak probably to eliminate the whole bloodline. David.
Also, if Arash was unbelievably strong, we're not hearing any of this from any of the passengers.
No.
Because Arash has won.
Yeah. and he's killed all of them.
Yeah.
And then flown the plane back to Afghanistan where he's never been.
Maybe Virginia, you know, how we've just taken a bunch of English town names and shit and called our towns after those.
Oh, yeah. Maybe there's an Afghanistan.
Maybe there's a Virginia. Yeah.
An Afghanistan?
Oh, you reckon he's from
Afghanistan, well, Virginia or something?
There's a
Baghdad.
Yeah, there's a Baghdad.
Yeah. I don't know. That would have fucking been probably blown up in the excitement.
Paris, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Paris, Texas. Oh, that'd have an Eiffel Tower, wouldn't it?
I'd have to, like Brisbane.
Jesus. Yeah. David was on Arash's chest and the others were holding his arms and legs. And they did this for the remainder of the 3-hour flight.
Oh, no.
You've got to be careful with that.
Oh, no. I'm going to get it ready. I hope this hasn't happened to Arash.
I mean, I've been held down by two people bigger than me when I was a kid. And more than about a minute, you're like, oh, man, I'm probably going to die.
Yeah.
Your arms are, you're done. It's no good. It's like getting quartered. There was also a doctor on board who tried to sedate Arash with Valium. Just another doctor waltzing through security with a fucking syringe up his sleeve. How's that go?
No, a few tablets hold the mouth closed, like when you give them to your dog.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Surely that'd be it. Valium's a tablet.
When you hold the mouth closed, how does that work? Like, I've never been forced to eat a pill. Do you hold the nose?
I assume that's how they do it.
Pinch the nose, potentially kill them and see how stubborn they are, if they're going to swallow or not. Ooh.
Just put it in a Jack Daniels and give him another one.
Yeah.
Bang.
While he's held down.
Yeah.
Not many be stupid enough to go, I'll drink that. Thank you.
Fizzy Jack Daniels shot.
He kept going in and out of consciousness as he was. Every time he woke up, he would try and fight again.
Got to respect that.
That's a fuck. It can be a different story. The prolonged stacks on, but it was fine in the end. Once the plane landed, his status changed. He was unbelievably strong. He survived the 3-hour stacks on.
Status arrested.
He was facing a maximum 20-year prison term. Represented by Stefan Eric Sachs, attorney at law. I'd hire a lawyer called Stefan. Partner at Sachs & Sachs. Stefan.
I assume you just look for Stefans, whatever job you need done.
Yeah, I've got a list of Stefans.
Landscape gardener, Stefan. Google search. Any?
I'd get Stefan to represent me.
Maybe you should start a Jim's Mowing has got Jim's Accounting Stefans. And all that. You need Stefans. You've got Stefan's Hair.
Stefan's Litigation.
Stefan's Plumbing.
Stefan Coin. Stefan's office in LA is on what street?
Oh. Like a Hollywood Boulevard?
Is it Avenue of the Stars? Is that it? Is that that
beautiful.
One?
Beautiful. I'm not sure.
Avenue of the Stars. That's the one with the stars on it. Brilliant.
It is Hollywood Boulevard.
I'd get a lawyer from the Avenue of the Stars if I were there.
With his billboard above his office.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The probably a window would be one of the eyes of Stefan's very own face looking out through the billboard. The Kevin and Bean program on K-Rock call up Stefan whenever they want some information about a celebrity in hot water.
Great. Big radio show there.
Do you have an ambulance chaser on speed dial down
at Fox FM?
On your switchboard? No?
Australians aren't that. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah, we're hot on the heels though.
Yeah.
Paparazzi and lawyers could just swap jobs in that joint and no one would notice.
Well, I remember the Formula One in Vegas the other weekend, the first time it had ever been in Las Vegas, and there was a loose like sewer lid.
Yeah.
What are they called? Are those
sewer cap.
Yeah, okay. Like a loose sewer cap that in the practice laps has popped off, wrecked a car. They had to send everyone home.
And a robber popped his head up. He was an escapee.
With a bag with a dollar sign on it. And they had to send everyone home because it was going to take them a long time to go over the whole track and make sure it's not going to happen again.
Just screw them down.
First thing in the news, it's like F1 fans sent home from thing. F1 fans bring fucking class lawsuit against F1 for kicking them out, immediately.
Yeah.
You send a group of Americans away from something, they're teaming up and having a look at a billboard's phone number.
Every event's got a bloke with 1,000 business cards out the front just flicking at people on the way out. Anyway.
They got offered a $200 merch voucher for the store.
That's what they got?
That's what they got offered. Yeah. They're getting kicked out of the practice thing. No, they want that. They want the lawsuit.
That'd get you a hat in that game.
Yeah. Fucking oath. Especially
crazy
there.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
give me a $200 chip at the Bellagio.
The
have
F,
a crack.
The F1 in Melbourne coincides with the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I'm going to do up a no race team jacket sign for that weekend. Put it out the front.
Oh, next year, is it?
Yeah. I mean, it does every year, doesn't it?
No.
It certainly did the last 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty close.
It will be.
Okay.
And don't want them.
No.
Rather them not wander in aimlessly, just get a sandwich.
I think you mean
Brett
Blake is what you should have out the front. I'm not Brett Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brett Blake welcomes
him. I don't think F1 fans are like him. Like he,
oh, yeah.
Proper race.
He's more V8 supercars, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So racing, that is different.
It is.
Yeah,
the
F1 fans.
Mercedes
it's massive now, though, because of that Drive to Survive or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the ladies involved. Big
that's
cash.
It. That's how you do it. Get the real money. Get the men, get the ladies, start a cult. I don't know why I've written this down. Lawyers and comedians swap. Oh, it's all about paparazzi and lawyers swapping jobs. Lawyers and comedians swap jobs here. No one seems to fucking mind. Nation's comedy clubs and courtrooms have become much less funny as a result every time that happens. Arash was released on a $50,000 US dollar bond posted by his brother. What a guy. Not many people have a cool 50K on hand to sort out their dickhead little brother, do they?
Yeah, especially a brother.
Oh,
I don't have a brother, but from what you've told me,
most
yours two would be sitting in there.
Oh, you just say, you're a fuckwit, mate. You deserve it. I should have bashed you harder and this may not have happened.
Yeah. No, you'd turn up to the cell and go, mate, I'll get you 50 grand. You're rustling around in your pocket.
Yeah.
There it is, fuckhead. Enjoy the clink, fuckhead.
Yeah. You're standing behind your mum, fingers over the shoulder, that sort of thing. Well, she's crying at you. Sucked in, fuckhead.
Man, I told you, my mate, his brother got arrested for, he was a junkie, pulled a syringe on a 7-Eleven employee or something.
I was just going to say, you don't get just arrested for junkie-isms, but
no.
Junkie-isms. Got to add something else on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was the bloody syringe at the 7-Eleven employee.
Oh, yep.
Gets arrested, goes to court, and my mate, I won't say his name, was in court supporting his brother, even though he knew he's a fuckwit. And his brother comes out into the dock and he's wearing my mate's suit that he wanted. He only had one good suit and he wanted to wear it for the races.
Great.
And the brother cops 10 months in jail or whatever, and then the suit gets kept at the...
Oh.
It's like, you fuck. It's pretty good.
It's great.
Stole your suit, mate.
My brother used to, if I was ever overseas and he was home, he'd go into a wardrobe and just take something.
Oh.
And then I'd see a photo of it. I'd on to be photos at Christmas when I wasn't there. Like, what the fuck? Just deliberately taking my stuff.
Yeah.
Prick.
Funny
during,
though.
During his, yeah, it's funny. During his first court appearance, the judge and Arash came to an agreement on some conditions.
On this very pod before, I just said it was only women who were having those arguments, but it's blokes find it funny. There's never full blow-ups about it.
No, not really. Oh, when there is, they are page two of the paper and they're a laughing stock.
Yeah.
It's like it's like seeing Michael Clarke in the paper for something other than cricket. You go, this is about his fucking shoes or something stupid.
Yeah.
He's angry.
A woman called in today when we did it on the show and said she found out that her older sister's, the key, she like padlocked her door and she discovered that the padlock key she could use on her little jewellery box.
Oh,
so she took the jewellery box key, would unlock her sister's door, wear her shit, put it back in there.
That's
and the sister
point.
Would go in and go, there's something off. She was really particular. It's like, there's something fucking off about my clothes, but I don't know what it is and the door's locked.
Yeah.
The little sister's just been racking her.
The way you know is that they don't want to get in anymore. Like, you always know children are lying.
Oh.
And you go, why are they being so calm about this? I know. They're fucking lying. He copped confinement to his home via electronic monitoring. Most people don't care about that anymore. Just talking about people just not drinking and staying home and stuff. People, that wouldn't affect most people.
Mm.
The authorities have to think about that as a form of punishment. It's like when you punish a child and you discover that's their favourite thing.
Oh,
like go and sit in the corner on that beanbag and stare at the wall and go, fuck, it's a tickie. Again, like the teacher's like, oh, no, he loves that more than anything.
Yeah.
Got to figure something else out.
Yeah, I got my son with that the other day, fucked up. Mate, no TV. I saw you just hit your brother. He barely watches it. Like, you got to go and do arts and
Yeah,
he loves arts and crafts. Made everyone a
you
card.
You forced him to watch TV.
Shit.
You know what universally kids didn't used to like? Beatings. You kid. Oh, it's a good trusty beating.
I reckon if I did that to my sons, if I held up a fist, if they were mucking around and I held that up, the two-year-old would say hand. He'd point at it and say, Dada's hand. There'd be no...
The other one would think he got a present in it for him.
Yeah, you're hiding blueberries.
A little lolly or something, yeah. couldn't find... He also had to undergo mental and drug testing and stay away from airports and airplanes for I don't know how long. Couldn't find the final outcome of the second court appearance. His agent... Sheila DeMarco.
Great.
That's a his acting agent.
Again, yeah.
For
what a great American
who
name.
Wasn't in the one movie he's mentioned he was in. He's got an agent. Knows nothing about it. Sheila's a partner of a commercial talent agency. Over 40 years combined experience.
Oh, at the agency?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
So that's like 10 staff, just started the thing. Probably knows nothing about it, to be fair. She's like A-Rash, still in my books, is he? A couple of top-rated comments to round this out on the internet, obviously, under the article. A65 Social Retired said, they put the belts in the wrong place, exclamation mark. Should have them around his neck.
There we go.
Solves the problem. Mucho quick. Is that racist?
Mucho?
Yeah, nah. Can you say mucho?
Yeah. Sure, that's fine.
Mm.
Mucho's fine.
Oh, I think it's days numbered. Mucho.
Any of that stuff?
Yep, you can't be doing that. It's appropriating a word for, yeah. I mean, soon enough we'll have no words to say, but it's appropriation. Clark Kent said, lol, based on the unflattering index photo, I thought they'd say he was a hand model because he's a model.
Yeah.
And there's an unflattering photo.
Of course.
He's just been through his three-hour stacks on. Fucking give him a break. I mean, normal models wake up bit zitty and shit, don't they?
Yeah.
This guy's just had four people on him.
Yeah. It's not great lighting. It's
probably
not,
beautiful.
You know, yeah. Who looks good under plain lighting?
Whereas Robin said, never trust a man that spends more time on his hair and makeup than you do.
Well. So,
don't know.
We had to agree with one of them eventually.
Yeah. So just superficial insults and baying for blood generally. That's what we've reduced ourselves to in the world. Just fucking get on the internet, call someone a prick, call them ugly.
That's call what this what is. You want. Almost 200 episodes of it.
Just finding the ugliest and most objectionable people
and
poking fun at them. Not always. I mean, I wish A-Rash all the best. I've not seen him do anything. It's 2012. That's over 10 years.
Yeah.
The acting hasn't taken off.
Do you reckon he could be a late in life? Like your Rodney Dangerfield type? Get famous at 50 or whatever?
Yeah. Don't know. I think
there's more of that
becoming an actor. Becoming an actor at 50, very rare.
You think it's all the youth?
Yeah, extra maybe. Especially it's just gone full vein. Yeah. I mean, I think you'd have more ease becoming a comedian at 50 than an actor.
Yeah.
Don't have to be pretty. Although that's changing.
Yeah. Matt Rife.
Your fucking mate. Yeah. Fix the teeth.
He did fix the teeth, didn't he? Got Jack.
I think so. Fix the teeth, get some muscles, corner the woman market. They got a fair bit of answer for you, and just have a massive fucking career immediately.
Yeah.
Goes to show they don't really.
You know what, though? He came out, Matt Rife's Netflix special starts with him walking out to a rap song with full N words in it. I'm like, that is.
Oh, okay.
That's a confident white guy.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone the censored version or picked the part of the song without it in there.
Well, he's also acknowledging that.
Oh, yeah, it's 50 Cent. Many men. Many men wish death upon me.
Oh,
it's a song about when 50 Cent got shot many times, but he's still breathing.
So he's appropriating that, saying women love me, men hate me. Is that his theme?
But I don't know.
Also, I don't think any of his audience would even pick that up.
Yeah.
Like it's not that sort of people, is it?
If I was at the show, I would have sung along. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Would have skipped the word, though, that he left
Would
in.
You be at the show?
Although, I know he's coming to Australia. He's doing a bunch of dates.
You supporting him?
They get me out beforehand just to really make the women sad and then bring Matt Rife out. I want to go just to see crowd work in those because it's got to be mainly crowd work.
I don't know.
Crowd work at Hamer Hall is such a odd prospect, but it's going
to
happen.
When they come, I like to think who's gonna be picked to support this guy. Love to see it. Love to see who's going out before Seinfeld and having to be clean. love to see who's going out before Matt Rife.
Matt Rife, who can
he probably picks it himself. He's probably looking at headshots right now of what women he can get in the green room with him.
Good looking young bloke. It's not Matt Rife, but he's massive, is Luke Kidgell.
Oh yeah.
He's fairly clean.
Yeah. Don't know. You reckon he's your front runner?
Dunno.
Well, we'll see. I'll go
place your bets.
You're gonna go Luke Kidgell. I'm gonna go any young woman in comedy.
Oh yeah.
Do I get all of them? He's going to pick one of them and just get that to happen. Doing his bit for the progression of the more fair of the genders, one of them, know what I mean? Anyway.
All right. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks heaps for listening. Get around us on the Patreon. If you're listening to this, but you want to watch it, patreon.com/Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks to everyone. Oh, there it is. Heggy.
Yep.
Heggy's gone. I've never sat this close to it. Push ever. Man, it's busy, isn't it?
It is.
Busy, this machine.
That's my brother! There you go.
That's an
old. Missed opportunity before.
Very old school clip.
Yeah, but that,
This one down here, this is a favourite.
Status arrested.
All right. Heard it.
You can skip back a few.
Yeah. Woo! I dress myself. Oh, that's too long.
You can even do yourself the green.
Technology's not that hard, is it?
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Bang. He's all over it. Midflightbrawl.com. Mate, I'm out. I'm done pushing buttons. I'm going for a lie down. See you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.